This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, amigos? Happy after Labor Day weekend. Did you get that extra day? Did it help you out, that extra day? What did you do over the long weekend? I'm just curious. If you're a conservative, I'm going to make a bet that you took full advantage of this long weekend despite the lockdown, right? Welcome, conservative warriors, to the KevinJacksonShow.com. You likely hung out with friends and family. Maybe you got your grill on, your barbecue, you cooked out, you had some people over without the mask. Oh, yeah, in your houses, you won't use them. Took my son to a party, opened the door, there's all these maskless kids running around, you know, teenagers, and there's maskless parents, and I'm like, wow, who knew? The people don't wear their masks. I felt like I was in Iran, where the women don't wear their hijabs, you know, or whatever they call it, in the house. But out in public, they all wear them. Oh, boy, Labor Day. What is Labor Day about, right? A reminder of all the money, all the energy that we put into taking care of half of this country. Too lazy to do their own work. You know that half, that the ones that sneak in and listen to the program, these leftist, progressive Democrats, whatever they call themselves. We have to concern ourselves with Labor Day because we labor. We do labor. And we don't just labor at the job. We labor at home. Right now, you're laboring teaching your kids. You know how many sessions we had with about our son with teachers? We have 5 sessions about homeschooling. You know, the process is what's so screwed up. Oh, go here and get into this file and go to Google this and to the schools that and this, that, and the other. All because a kid can't go to school, get his work done, bring it home, you review it and say, I don't like this, we're going to do more. No, you as a parent, if you're doing this, you got to navigate all the stuff with them. Not that you don't have enough to do. Even on your Labor Day, you probably labored. You might have done some honeydews, caught up with some stuff, played some catch-up, huh? What'd you do? But you didn't care because you know what? That's what life is about. Life is about passing on good quality things to your children so they can do the same. And ultimately, we could get to this thing called utopia if everybody passed along their best. I don't know how many times a day I say to my youngest son, his mom, you know, it says, stop doing that. Be a better kid. Be a better citizen. You're a better person than that. You know, that choice you made was the wrong choice. And to the point where he says, oh, God, all you guys do is correct me. You're right. It's all we do. Because we're going to make a good, solid citizen out of you, kid, on Labor Day, if we have to. We will labor. I went into labor on Labor Day with this boy. Anyway, leftists, they sulked all weekend. They had nothing to do except contemplate their navels, and they had to think about the situation that they put themselves in, and of course, they rioted. They took a little bit of a respite, maybe. You think some of them went to the movie theater? Because the movie theater is open. I don't know if they opened all over the country, but I heard movie theaters are open. But was there anything worth seeing? Was Bleeding Blue playing in the movie theaters? Nope, but BleedingBlueMovie.com is where you can find one of the finest movies you'll ever watch. And I've already told many of you, if you buy this film and you don't like it, you send me a note, I will refund your money. Within 24 hours of getting the note, you'll have your money back in your account. BleedingBlueMovie.com, where they don't want it into the theaters, but they'll put the junk in there of all these other leftists, right, these Holly weirdos. But anyway, there weren't enough good movies out there, so guess what? The rise continued. What was it? I can't remember where it is. Where's the cold place up? Rochester. Rochester, right? Wasn't it Rochester? Yeah, Rochester, New York. Rioting up there. Why? Black man got shot by a cop. Oh, no. Yeah, black man got killed by a cop. So, Jacob Blake
Sorry, dude, you're old news. We've moved on to the new black guy. We got to learn a new name. Oh, too much time on the hands for these leftists. They start getting into trouble, into devilishments, my grandmother says. Stay away from that devilishment, boy. That's what happens when you get raised with older people. They got their own terminology for stuff. I don't even know if y'all know what I'm talking about when I say devilishment. It does have devil in it, so you might can discern what it is. Anyway, as I said, we got leftists where we want them. Politically, people, listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. We have leftists for the first time in modern history thinking about what they do, who they are. They're having to go introspective and go, wait a minute. Just wait a minute. Baby black Jesus maybe wasn't as good as I thought he was. I thought he was going to change race relations, but he didn't. Donald Trump maybe isn't as bad as I thought he was. I didn't think he was going to change race relations, but he has, for the better. And he's also improved the economy, and I could go on. We've made him have to think. We've given him tough love. Tough love. Congratulate yourselves, conservatives, when you dish out tough love. That means you are putting yourself, because here's the thing. You don't want to dish out tough love. It means you have to be the bad guy. There's good cop, bad cop. But when tough love is issued, there is no good cop. It's all bad cop. It's an intervention. And you're saying, I'm going to dish out some tough love. I'm going to cut you. Here's what we've said to the Democrats in our intervention. We brought them in. We said, hey, look, you're a crackhead. And we've been enabling you, and we will no longer do it. You can no longer couch surf. We got all our conservatives there. We got the conservatives and the Republicans and the libertarians on. We're telling these crackhead leftists, you can no longer couch search from your cousins to your grandmas to your aunt and your uncles. There's no more of that. And then we say, we're not giving you any more money to pay for your apartment, to pay for your car, for gas or whatever, because all you're doing is using crack. No more. There will be no more of that. Tough love. You will stop with the nonsense of Black Lives Matter, because all lives matter. You will stop with the nonsense of blaming capitalism for everything. You will stop with the nonsense of blaming the police for everything. You will stop with the kneeling. You will stop. We have just said, you're going to do tough love because you know what? If you don't accept this gift and go to detox, we're cutting you off. Tough love. But we got them in a spot, man, because they're starting to destroy themselves. They're infighting. AOC doesn't really want to talk to Joe Biden. She doesn't like Joe Biden. She doesn't like Nancy Pelosi. They got the biggest chasm inside of the Democratic Party in decades. Infighting. They're outfighting. They're upfighting. They're downfighting. Fighting. Cats and dogs. And you got them going there because you finally decided to dish out some tough love. Tough break coming up because we got to take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Got Democrats right where we want them, boy. Yeah, for the first time in a decade, Democrats running scarred. They better be scarred. That's right. Kevin Jackson's who you listen to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. Heard from a few of you. We're going to talk about some of that here today as well. Some of the things you wanted answers to. But yeah, I'm talking about these nutty Democrats, man, and this intervention we've had to have, and this mass exodus that has happened from the Democratic Party, and this is why they have to plot to cheat all the time. That's all it is. Think about it. When a Democrat is on their own, they're plotting against you. That's all they have. They can't be. Here's the thing. We are always looking for ways to improve America. I don't plot against this country. I don't plot against Democrats. I look at it as, man, let me help figure out a way to help. Help with, you know, the situation in schools. How do we get these schools better? How do we change the relationship between the black community and police, etc.? How do we get to the root cause? Did you hear this one Democrat? She's out of Missouri. She won Nicole something. She wants to run for the governor of Missouri. She's the treasurer. I don't know what she did, but anyway, she's something else. And she said, we need to get to the root cause of this, all this violence. And I sent out a memo to all the black community, and I wrote a piece and said, boy, see, this is a strange thing about these crazy democratic white folks, these elitists. She blames crime on black folks. She doesn't blame crime on situations created by Democrats. She blames crime on black folks. Like it's in our DNA to be criminals. I can make, don't make me go show you the movie Trading Places. I can make a criminal out of you, Winthorpe. You get it? They don't even realize. Hollywood is telling them, hey, look, it ain't black that made him a criminal. It's not white that made this guy a successful business person. They flipped them. Eddie Murphy became Valentine, and he was setting the market. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Kevin Jackson's you. You're listening to it's a KevinJacksonShow.com. And if you want to give me a call, 844-551-8255. Democrats plotting to cheat. They can't win. If you put them in a legit game, they're figuring out how to hide cards. They're figuring out how to, you know, deal from the bottom of the deck. They will do whatever it takes to win. They have to put the odds in their favor or they don't want to play the game. Funneling illegal money. This is a story that got so little press. Nader, guy named Nader, not Nader is his actual pronunciation, but he's a Lebanese dude, funneled $3.5 million to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Adam Schiff got money, illegal PACs on the PACs on the Democrat side illegally got money, all kinds of stuff. 2019, they finally get this guy. Oh, and by the way, he's caught with all kinds of child pornography. This dude is a perfect Democrat. He's an illegal bundler of foreign money. I'm not even talking about American money. Lebanese guy bringing in Middle Eastern money because they wanted Hillary Clinton to win. $3.5 million in Hillary Clinton's campaign. And he was bundling for other people. Credit card processing company is what he had. Little fractional pennies they take off of everything you buy that you don't even think about. All those little fractional pennies make a lot of money. And a guy like him is essentially money laundering for the Clintons. You didn't hear much about that, did you? Then, when they're not stealing money and bringing in foreign money, they use your money to fight you. They will use the money coming into the tax from your taxes to fight you, to further their causes. And what are their causes? Mostly the poisoning of the minds of children, so they created this conveyor belt of ignorance that allows them to keep it going. Why not make it easier, right? I mean, that is the job of your job, is to make it easier. I don't know about you, but I've never gone to work and said, whoo, I love hard work and I'm going to keep figuring out how to make it hard. I just love picking some cotton. How dare he make a cotton gin? No, I want it easy. I want to be able to make it simpler. Well, the Democrats' job is to fleece you, and they have learned how to make it simple. They fleece you. Mail-in voting to cheat. Yeah. If you want to fight against that, go to vip.unhyphenatedamerica.org, and you can fight against mail-in voting cheaters. Because that's what... Chris Harris, who you've seen him on Fox News, he runs an Unhyphenated America for us. He's got that program going. So go to unhyphenatedamerica.org. But if you put the VIP in front of it, it'll take you right to that page. Anyway, it was a long weekend, Labor Day weekend. Long weekends are not good for leftists. They can't even handle two-day weekends without it just being a bloodbath, much less give them another day. You give another day in Chicago, too many Negroes die, I'll tell you that. If you leave them alone for a month, they'd crush each other, wouldn't they? They would crush each other. I know what you're thinking, Kevin. Let them do it. Let them do it. Here's the thing. We can't stop them. They love doing harm to each other. All we can try to do is to contain it, to keep it encapsulated where it's not spreading out to the rest of the place. Because until they kill each other and get to the point where they start looking at each other and go, okay, it's just us now, so let's just call a truce. Forget about it. Don't worry about it. Let them do it. They love doing harm to each other. I've been talking about these numbers since we made Bleeding Blue. about the number of cops that kill blacks and the number of blacks that kill cops. It's insane. But you know what? We're going to be talking about it until we finally get some sanity into it. Some tough love. Dire warnings have been circulating. I'm going to cover this today. Been circulating about how Democrats will not accept the results of this election. And it made me think about how they warned us back in 2016.
Mr. Trump, will you accept the results of the election?
And Trump goes, I don't really know. I mean, I think about it.
But Hillary's like, he won't even say that he will accept the results of the election. All the Democrats can't. Listen to him. He knows he's going to lose and he doesn't want to accept it.
Oh, my God. He won? We're not going to accept it. This is crazy. Donald Trump did not win. And they start crying like a bunch of babies. Crying like a bunch of babies. I have a friend who texts me. He says there's a conspiracy that the only peaceful scenario is a Biden presidency. Yeah. It was a long article on if it's a close election, then the Democrats are going to fight it. If it's the only way that Trump can win is if it's in a real landslide. Because then, you know, they will make it where they can't contest it. But even then, they're going to do it. But if Biden wins in a landslide, then we're all going to roll over and go, well, yeah, we knew that was going to come. Because, yeah, Biden gets such big, you know, for people to come out to his rallies. And, I mean, and all these polls show him ahead and whatever else. Yeah, well, let me just tell you about the rule of leftism. You know how it is. I teach it here. Whatever they tell you, it's opposite. The idea that electing Biden is going to make things go back to normal and everything's going to be acceptable to us, they must be crazy. The leftist version of normal, by the way, just scare the heck out of you. Psychopaths want their version of normal, where black incompetents are replaced by female sociopaths and amazing presidents are replaced by morons? I don't think so.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump's accusing Democrats of keeping states shut down because of the upcoming election day. On Twitter, the president said this morning that Democrats are keeping the states closed to hurt the economy prior to what he says will be the most important election in history. He also says his campaign is spending a lot of money to compensate for the false reporting on his administration's handling of the pandemic. Bodies found in Baja, California have been identified as missing American tourists. The victims have been identified after being reported missing last Wednesday. A third American found dead Saturday night at the southern end of the Baja Peninsula. There are now two tropical storms in the eastern Atlantic. Neither Paulette or Renee are expected to threaten the U.S. mainland. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The people who own the nation's small businesses seem to feel pretty good about the future right now, as the Small Business Optimism Index for August is slightly above its 46-year average, though the Uncertainty Index did increase to its second highest reading of the past 3 years. Amazon banning a potentially dangerous item on its website, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Amazon has banned foreign sales of seeds in the U.S. after Americans across the country received suspicious packages of seeds, many originating in China earlier this summer. Under the online retailer's new policy, as of September 3rd, overseas seed vendors are prohibited from importing plant or seed products into the U.S. Also, non-residents of the U.S. are banned from bringing such seeds into the country. Sellers who don't comply with the restrictions could have their Amazon accounts shut down.
The major Wall Street indexes have been down as much as 1% or more to start morning trading. And this is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How about we do a segment where we cover some of your calls? I haven't done this in a while. Let's start with a buddy of mine who drives me crazy because he tells me, I send you a lot of stuff and you don't use it. I'm like, dude, we have a very specific process that we use here because I don't have time to waste. I'm busy, man. And, I'm like, give me an email address. Cause he sends me stuff on Twitter all the time. And I'm like, dude, I don't use Twitter for messaging. That's the enemy's communication method. Shoot me an email. So he shoots me an email address. It's wrong. I mean, I don't have time to waste time, but long story short, he's a clever dude. And he was waiting the other day cause I teased that we were going to play this clip that he made for me. And we didn't play it because my producers did not have it ready for me. So we have it now, my friend, the white guy. And here's his clip. Here's what he sent me.
Are you tired of constantly reaching up, putting your mask on and off? That's why we invented the clap mask. Mask on, mask off, mask on, mask off, clap mask.
What cracks me up most about it, I mean, it was a funny clip because I could just see Biden doing that with his mask. Because Trump teased Biden about his mask. We should probably talk about that too. But yeah, Biden will take his mask off and then he hangs it around one of his ears. And so I just thought the clap mask was funny. But what really cracks me up about this particular guy is he's a voiceover. I don't want to call him a genius because he'll get the fat head and he'll start blowing up my Twitter page. But, He sounds like Homer Simpson in one of his voices. In that particular voice, he sounds like Homer Simpson. But he can do all kinds of stuff. He's a clever dude. I want to feature his work, but it's got to be on our terms. You know, here's what's funny. People go, Kevin, we want to help with the show. And I'm like, great. And so I go, you know, what can you do? I can do blankety blank. And I go, okay, fantastic. Here's what we need. And so you then give them marching orders. And you know what they do? They don't follow any of it. Conservatives, look, I know what we need over here. So give us what we're asking for. And we're happy to do it. So this lady, I think it was a lady, she called me regarding mail-in ballots. Here she is.
Hello. I wanted to say I really like your show. I was going to ask you to discuss what we're going to do if the mail-in ballots come in after we've all voted and the Democrats have cheated. How are we going to prove that? And what are we going to do if Joe Biden wins because they've cheated through the mail-in ballots? That's what I wanted to ask you.
All right. Well, I didn't catch her name, but in Cleveland. I know she called from Cleveland. So, first of all, you just relax that pretty little head of yours. Don't worry about Joe Biden being president. He will never be president. This isn't one of these Colbert and all these, what's his name, the British guy. Donald Trump will never be president. It's not one of those. I'm not unrealistic. I'm basing what I'm telling you on scientific fact, observation, logic and reasoning and all the host of other things that you are aware of too, but you're still afraid because I get it. First of all, if you do have a concern about mail-in ballots, go to vip.unhyphenatedamerica.org and we address this issue. We have literally thousands of people now who are working on this, and we just put out our first series of commercials that said vote in person. That's what VIP stands for. Vote in person. There's a thing that said 50% of Democrats are going to vote by mail. Yeah, and then that same 50% are going to go vote in person because they think they're going to get double counted. Democrats are going to try a bunch of stuff, but they got massive issues here. One, to ease this particular beautiful young lady that listens to the Kevin Jackson Show's mind, Donald Trump is not a chump. Donald Trump is going, he's already deployed multiple legal teams in every state, and he has put them on notice. We will get all of these attorneys, the prosecuting attorneys, I forget what they call them, but they're in the various districts. They will be looking at your AGs. They will be going through your records with fine-tooth combs. And if you think that Donald Trump's going to let this thing go, you are out of your mind. So you have to understand the level of fear that's already there for the Democrats. Now, they're going to pretend, oh, we're afraid of mail-in ballots, too. No, they're not. They want the world to go this way. Look at Australia. Australia, it's mandatory voting now. And you know what happened? It flipped that country. Flipped it from being a mini-me of the United States to being one of the most socialist, backwards countries now on the planet. So they want mail-in votes. Five states currently have mail-in votes. The only one that is technically red is Utah. And it won't be long before Utah is no longer red. Because when you let youngsters vote who have no idea about the real world, you're headed for problems. That would be like saying, I'm going to let my 18-year-old kid tell me how my life should work. Would you do it? Of course you wouldn't. Oh, well, Kevin, your child at 18 is a man. You know, your daughter, she's a woman. Yeah, they may be biologically that, but mentally, they're still midgets, okay? Not Guatemalan, but they're midgets. And if you want to rely on an 18-year-old to tell you how your life should work, I'm going to tell you something. You're an idiot. The voting age may be 18 years old, but what these kids know about voting is they might as well be three-year-olds, easily influencing the whole deal. So the reason why Donald Trump is so important is because he's made a whole generation of kids go, I don't know that I want to believe the media. Certainly he's influenced you. So here's the thing, going back to what this lady asked. The mail-in ballots are something we need to discourage. We need people to come in and vote with their feet. Show up. Be in that line. Be proud of it. We're asking you to send us your videos. We're going to give you a sticker that says, I VIP. You know, we thought about it, making it VIP'd, but we changed that. I voted in person is what this sticker is going to say. And we want you to send them back to us because this is not something that's just for the 2020 elections. This is something that needs to go on for a long time. Stop people from voting by mail. Vote in person. Now, if you're an absentee voter, that's a whole other thing. If you say, I'm going to be traveling and I need to fill out an absentee ballot. That's one thing. That's a small amount of mail for the post office. But to have millions and millions of people cluttering a system that's already fraught with failure. Do you know that the post office says 96% of delivery rate is acceptable for them? 96%? Would you mail critical documents if you knew it had a 96% chance of getting there, where you had to turn in your $1 million, your $50 million lottery ticket? Would you do it by mail? I'm just curious. So there we go. What else do we have? Oh, this is just a lady that says she's praying for me. I want to play one in particular, but we'll get to it later because it's a little longer conversation. But let's play the one. I think this lady's from Tampa.
Oh, Kevin. I'm calling you from Tampa, Florida, and I just want to give you a slap on the back and say, keep on going, boy. I love listening to you. And by the way, when I say boy, I'm thinking in terms of Bubba. On In the Heat of the Night, I am not calling you a boy instead of a man. Be aware of that. I always thought Bubba was pretty cool. I love listening to you, and I love the rant you've gone on today in which you told about your upbringing and so forth. And I do pray for you and your fellow conservative talk show hosts, black and white, and if there's any other color involved, that the Lord will keep y'all safe and talking and hopefully making a good difference in this country. Bye-bye.
Oh, I love this lady. Thank you for the compliments on the show and for the prayers. Yeah, I will always accept your prayers. That's the one thing about me. I'm a God-fearing heathen. We're all heathens. I mean, that's kind of the definition of man. By definition, you're a heathen. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means you occasionally do bad things, wrong things. It's okay. Do you raise your kids 100% right? Do you treat your spouse 100% right? Do you go at your job with 100% gusto? I could go on. Doesn't make you bad, but you do regret. You're like, oh, man. But anyway, what I like most about this call, she says, you rock. You go on, boy. You do your thing, boy. Kind of got a little country accent to her. And then she self-corrected. She was like, because she's been taught this. I just called a black man a boy. I don't want him to be offended. Look, you're calling to compliment me and compliment my show, and you got excited, and you're like, oh, I can't erase that. I better correct it. You don't have to correct anything. I don't know who you are. It's like, it doesn't matter. I really want to emphasize that. I get it. Your heart is good. And don't be correcting. Don't worry about stuff like that. I just appreciate that you listen and that something's hopefully resonating with you. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
All right, this is what he said. So let them send them. So let them send it in. The email, the voting by mail, and let them go vote the ballot. Let them send in the ballot, and then let them go vote. And if the system is as good as they say it is, then obviously they won't be able to vote. It sounds like he's encouraging people to break the law and try to vote twice.
Well, I don't know exactly what he was saying, but it seems to me what he's saying is he's trying to make the point that the ability to monitor this system is not good. And if it was so good, if you tried to vote a second time, you would be caught. If you voted in person.
That would be illegal if they did that. If somebody mailed in a ballot and then actually showed up to vote in person, that would be illegal.
I don't know what the law in the particular state says.
You can't vote twice.
Well, I don't know what the law in the particular state says and when that vote becomes final.
Any state that says you can vote twice?
Well, there's some, you know, maybe that you can change your vote up to a particular term. I don't know what the law
is.
So I'm not going to offer.
He was saying test the system.
Well, if you know what he's saying, why are you asking me what he's saying?
He doesn't believe in the mail-in voting. You're the Attorney General of the United States.
Why don't you? Yeah.
You know, he said if you expand mail-in voting, this is the president.
This is, you know,
reckless.
Well, this is a, you know, sort of cheap talk to get around the fundamental problem, which is the bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter and James Baker said back in 2009 that mail-in voting is fraught with the risk of fraud and coercion.
But since then,
and,
there
and
been
until
a lot
this
of investigations
had been, no, and, sorry,
haven't proved it.
Let me talk.
Yeah, please.
And since that time, there have been in the newspapers, in networks, academic studies saying it is open to fraud and coercion. The only time the narrative changed is after this administration came in.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So you can see how Wolf Blitzer's trying to bait Attorney General Barr. At one point, Barr says, hey, just shut up. Let me talk. Well, maybe we'll get to that clip. But here's why I played that, because the caller that I played earlier in the broadcast, she was talking about mail-in voting. And here's the Attorney General saying, the president's making a bigger point that you should do mail-in voting. Go mail it in, but then go vote. And if the system is correct, it will kick you. It'll say, no, you didn't. You've already voted. But if it isn't, then it means your vote didn't get registered, in which case you should vote. That way you're covered. That's what he's saying. And they know this. And see, this is what the Democrats really want to do. The Democrats are all that. The whole thing for them is mail them in and then go vote. And if you get lucky, it'll count twice. Because they can't win by playing by the rules. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. .com, KevinJacksonShow.com. So our thing is even though the president is asking people to play this game, and I did hear from a big GOP group, he says the president told us, mail in your votes. Mail them in. It can't hurt to mail them in. Because if you go and they say, oh, we've already got you. No problem. You still showed up. You did your thing. But you will make sure that your vote counts. This is your way of making sure that the Postal Service does their thing. And there's something to be said for that. Even though we are doing a campaign that says vote in person, I'm going to expand it to tell you, go ahead, mail in your vote if you want to, but vote in person. Validate that you can vote in person. It isn't fraud. Because if the system works, it should say, oh, Mr. Jackson, we've already got your vote registered. And you say, fantastic. Just was verifying that. By the way, what do you have me registered? How do you have me voting? You have me voting for all the Republicans? You got me voting for all, you know, make sure it's all yours. I'd like to know how I voted. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So, yeah. But what the thing about it is, Blitzer and these guys are always look. As soon as President Trump says this, the Democrats are, he's trying to get people to vote illegally. You see, this is the voter fraud. And he's not. He's saying if we have the system in place and those checks and balances are good, this, it should immediately go, Mr. Jackson, you've already voted. We got you down. You voted for President Trump. And you voted down ticket for the Republicans, blah, blah, blah. These judges and these referendums, and you're all good. Perfect. Love to see that play itself out. What else we got in the news? Did you guys happen to catch the Kentucky Derby? I'm just curious because there were very few spectators there. It was dominated by a few white folks. Yeah, because Black Lives Matter said, if you want to have this Kentucky Derby, then they said, no justice, no derby. And I know this from a buddy of mine. He's a very wealthy guy that lives in Louisville, and he says they canceled it. They capitulated. They rolled over. They gave in to the black terrorists known as Black Lives Matter. So that's what killed the derby. All the hats and all the parties and the celebration with that, and of course the Chinese Wu flu. So blame it on the Chinese and the black people as to why the Kentucky Derby died this year. But they ran the race. They ran it, and I watched it. One of my buddies, the guy that I was talking about, who said, Kevin, we got the Omni Hotel is bankrupt in Louisville, $1 billion hotel, because of all this, the Black Lives Matter protest and this Wu flu, Chinese Wu flu virus. He told me, Louisville is dead. It's dead man walking. It just doesn't know it yet. All the suburbs are thriving, but not the city of Louisville. But anyway, he sends me this thing that says, hey, you going to watch the Derby? And I was like, I didn't even know it was on. So I turned it on the TV literally 5 minutes before the race. So I'm looking up in the stands. There's nobody. If there are 50 people at the Kentucky Derby, now I'm talking about not including the jockeys and some of the wait staff or whatever is there. If there were 50 legitimate spectators, I think I'm close enough to say I would bet my life there were no more than 50. It was nobody. The owners of the horses and a few media people. Let's just say 100 if I got to bet my life on it, okay? But it was sparse, empty. So they run the race. Lots of black and brown horses ran this race, folks. And by the way, I know you're curious. Nope, none of them took a knee. None of these black and brown horses took a knee. These athletes were like, we're all about the race, Kev. We're all about the race, baby. Yeah. So none of these horses took a knee. No BLM protests, despite not a single horse being owned or ridden by a black person. Speaking of these black and brown horses, I'm going to let you know something. I saw two horses that were sort of white, and I think they're trying to pass. I don't know if they were trying to pass for white, trying to pass for black, but I swear one of them might have been named Dolezal. These horses were white, but they had some colorish tint to them, and maybe they call them grays. But anyway, the race came down to two brown horses, thankfully. I don't know if it was an affirmative action Kentucky Derby this year, but it came down to two brown horses. One was brown, one was a little darker brown. And I think the darker brown one won. I think his name was Authentic. Wasn't that his name? Authentic. Even though I'm still questioning if Authentic hadn't just gotten a tan, and he was really a white horse underneath it. Yeah, one of those Blancos. Here's my bigger question for you guys. Listen to the KevinJacksonShow.com. When is justice going to hit the Kentucky Derby? I want some justice in this race. Okay, so what? It had lots of blackish and brownish athletes in the form of these thoroughbred racehorses, okay? I get it. But why is not a single horse owned by a black person or ridden by a black person? This is the justice we need for the Kentucky Derby. These are the questions that need to be answered before this Derby can come back the way it is. I don't even know why they ran this Derby, even without people. And by the way, I'm asking this for a black leftist friend. This is not something I care about. This is one of these issues where I have to cross over and help my black brethren on the left to understand the racism inherent in horse racing, you see. Because if I do not point this out to my white audience, you will not see this. The institutional racism that exists in the Kentucky, the Belmont, and the Preakness states. My brothers and my sisters and my LGBTers, Qers. Oh, man. The Kentucky Derby. You watching any sports? I have not watched any sports at all. I have to hear, oh, this team is 3-0 in the playoffs. And I hear it because I got the radio on somewhere else. And I'll hear about it. I'm like, so? Or my son who, you know, I'm not calling him a little turncoat. But he slips up. I didn't even say he slips up. But he does. I catch him every now and then watching baseball and following the stats and stuff. No, I don't stop waterboarding him a couple weeks ago because he's going to keep doing it. He's doing it. If you can't beat it out of him, then You just got to kind of let him go with it, right? It's like that girl you don't want him to date, but you got to let him find out the hard way. What else we got? Any more? When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.